Yeah.
The Wonder Department that's open for Tuesday the 27th. Why is it that Quiznos exists?
Because why? People like sandwiches.
Not those kind of sandwiches. They do too. They're awful.
What?
You know,
Quiznos.
You don't like Quiznos?
Yeah, you know, I've been in there a couple times, and it just kind of ekes me out. For some reason, something about the process there.
Nothing.
I think it tastes better. I mean, not. I don't know who's the sponsor right now, but I think their quality is better than Subway. Their meat quality.
Right.
I don't eat meat, so maybe it does.
Yeah. The turkey and stuff at Quiznos feels much safer to me than at Subway.
Safer?
Yes.
Really? Huh.
Although I frequent Subway more often, so that says about me.
There's more Subway. Subway is the most...
Subway is the biggest franchise
In the world, yeah.
Thank you, Richie.
More than McDonald's.
There's an echo in here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we don't have any sandwich-making sponsors today.
No.
Okay, few.
So we're okay.
Still, I tell you.
So our idea here is to motivate you as you end the year, think about what's happened in and around your environment this past year, and what you're going to be mindful of as you produce better. Aren't you all interested in producing better? Whatever your product is, you are your product, actually. So the environment that you live in, that you work in, needs to be something that will help you develop the best thing that you could do. I have a New Year's resolution.
Okay.
And I will announce it here, and you guys can keep me on the straight and narrow. I am going to clean up. I'm going to get rid of the clutter. Now, the definition some may have for clutter and others of you may have different ideas about clutter, but I have in my mind things that are not necessary to be where they are. So I'm going to work at... somebody said when they came into my house once, somebody that I care about, said that all of the clutter reminded her, and I sort of thought about this, of a sad... empty place, and it sort of gut me, because there are some parts of my house that are really bright and open, and yet I just put stuff because there's so many things going on, and I wonder how many of you have that going on in your life. So many things going on.
I have kids.
Don't know where to. Yeah, your children.
How do you have kids without clutter?
Yeah, you do, actually. But nobody's there but me and Charlotte, so what do we do with the 10 or 11 rooms?
I can tell you, you have clutter because it's just your organizational system. To us, it's clutter. To you, it's organized.
Good point.
You know you have piles and piles of paper on your desk and in your office there where your studio is, and you know where everything is.
Yeah.
I walk in and I have to step over something, and I'm like, God, why can't he pick this up? And you're like, why
I have picked
that
up, Rich. I didn't.
I know exactly where it is.
Yeah. So, but I picked it up.
I mean, hey, if it's not clutter to you and your system works, that's fine. To me, clutter drives me crazy.
Okay. So is the first step toward getting somewhere, whether that's your desire or goal or something else, isn't it to decide that you are not going to stay in the spot where you are? I mean, piling stuff like that, that's the old way of doing it. You want to do something different? Then you are the one who has to change your environment. It's not going to be somebody else. If someone else comes in and touches your space, shame on them. I've had people in my life who'd want to change everything, and that usually is the end of the relationship. Mm. You have to come to the point of wanting to do it yourself. Somebody else is going to do it for you, and when they do, you need to resist that, because if you don't move it yourself, then you're not going to like it, and it's not going to mean anything to you, except it'll maybe make you angry. But when you become part of the movement, it becomes part of you. Is that not accurate? If you decide you want to do something and you motivate you to do it, then it is part of you. You own it. If somebody else comes in and says, I'm going to change this, that, or the other thing, that doesn't mean anything to you, and you resent it. You got to measure, and you got to be careful about this, you got to measure your own reasons for doing things. It may be your children, as Richie suggested, maybe how you've been taught, your mother disapproves, whatever the heck it is. But you got to feel good about doing it. All right, so that's part of the resolve. We were asking in our poll today at DougStephan.com what your top five New Year's resolutions may be, or we've listed the usual ones, and I'm guessing losing weight's going to be up there.
Right.
Quit smoking and exercise. It's all the same stuff every year. Yeah.
Every year at New Year's, Janet and I go out for a sushi dinner. And one of the things we've done the last few years is while we're sitting there, we think about our goals for the next year, and we actually write them down on iPhones in the,
write them down section. Yep, that's good.
And then the next year, when we write our new goals, we look at the past goals and see which ones we were successful
on.
But it's neat because I have the list here. I have it right here, and I can go, okay, success, success, fail, 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 success, success, fail, success, fail. And you can look at, okay, and then I just carry over the ones. Or the ones, some of them you're successful on, but you still need to make it a goal to keep achieving it.
Yeah.
So, but it, the this list helped me a lot. And then the other one with the clutter, Doug?
Yeah.
Craigslist, baby.
Yeah,
Craigslist is the greatest thing ever invented when it comes to getting rid of clutter.
We have,
hey, we asked this question up on Facebook, by the
what
way.
Did what did we ask, it, Jennifer? Yes,
what are your New Year's resolutions, and do you make any at all? Yeah. Lisa Osborne said to be more patient with her mother.
Really?
Good one. Yeah. Patience is a really good one. And then Tim Prasow said mine is to be more thankful for things, which I think is also really good.
Yeah.
Now, someone from the Doug Steffen gang, I don't know who it might be, said my New Year's resolution is to not make any resolutions.
That would be Roberta Fasanelli.
Probably, yes.
Probably Roberta Fasanelli.
Yep. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. So, well, listen, whatever turns you on, whatever makes it better for you, you have to figure out in your own mind. You need to have a better life this coming year than you did last year. Life did not do any of us money favors this past year, so figure it out. Think it through. I'll tell you where to start, some of the simple things. Get that Christmas tree out of your house today. Get
it
out.
No,
not
until after the new year.
They dry out. There are stories upon stories this year of people whose houses are burning down because they have too many lights on the tree.
Yeah.
They haven't watered it enough.
Well, if you use the LED lights now, there's no fire hazard.
Yeah. No. Whatever.
I live with two Latinas. Well, three,
that's,
actually.
They keep their trees up a long time.
So January 6th.
Well, it's the Epiphany.
The 12th day of Christmas.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's the king, something about the king. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah.
Well,
I just, every year. Can we get rid of the tree now? No, we have to keep it up until the king comes.
I kept the tree until April one year, but that was because I wasn't there. I took it apart. I had to take it out the window, and I was a week cleaning the stuff out between the cracks on the floor.
All those little...
Oh, yeah. You know,
little, they make a mess.
And one of the things, Jennifer, about the trees out here, Megan and I were talking about this yesterday, because we were at a home that had a tree, and then we had her tree.
You just wheezed. What happened?
I was thinking about Megan's. Megan was horrified. Charlotte and Megan has a poodle named Bodley, who's just a hot ticket. And so we took Charlotte and Bodley for a walk the other day, and then we went into the house. So Charlotte, being as territorial as she is, goes over the Christmas tree. And she pees on the tree.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I would kill her.
But it was only because of the dog there. And so Megan sprays that stuff on it. Oh, yeah. Right. She sprays all the stuff on it. She was worried about the other dog because Tony's dog is living with both Megan and Brendan. And I take Frankie, and it's like a dog shift all the way around. But she said, she looked at me, and she sort of wryly smiled and said, well, the rug here is going to your house. Because that rug that she has in her living room was a rug from the farm that I gave to her a few years ago, and now she's going to put one of Tony's rugs there, and I'm going to take the other rug and bring it back here. So whatever the inference was, whatever pee is on it, you'll be getting back again.
Mm.
But the dogs, what she was worried about is the dogs going in and sniffing around, and one lifts its leg, so the other one lifts its leg, and the other one lifts its leg.
Yep.
And the problem with Charlotte's shot is not only hit the rug, but it hit a few presents.
Oh, God, that's
insane. But everybody loves Charlotte, so she was quickly forgiven. But it was just, anyway, the point is, the smell of the trees here, aside Megan, I mean, Charlotte and their pee on the tree, there is a strangeness, a lack of any kind of real fragrance at all to the fir this year, Jennifer. It isn't like a New England Christmas tree at all, the Canadian trees or whatever. I don't know what it is. You have a real tree at yours? Your dad have a real tree?
No, I Mom actually converted to fake last year.
We did, too. We bought a fake one this year.
My dad converted to fake this year, too, and his tree looks really nice.
You know, and I miss it because I grew up with a fake tree, and I liked having the real tree for the 20-some years I did it. But quite honestly, my wife and kids want a tree the first weekend of December, right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
and we have to keep up
longer
for the Kings thing in January, and it's
dead.
It's a fire
by
hazard.
That time, it is dead.
Yeah.
So our poll yesterday, how long will you leave your tree up? 29% of you said you'd take it down this week. 41% of you said you'd leave it up till after New Year's. 13% said it's already down. 11% said after Epiphany, which is what Roberta and Jennifer just talking about, yep, after the 12th day. And 6%, Richie, when my spouse tells me to take it down.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Right. Very obedient.
I started putting things away yesterday. Some
Did
things.
You?
Yeah,
see, I do it New Year's Day. That's like my thing.
Sean's train track and the wrapping paper, stuff like that. No decorations yet, but they'll start coming down this week.
Later in this hour, we'll deal with the problem of narcissism and what's going on in our schools and where we are as parents and families in praising mediocrity. Kind of reminds me of that thing we did earlier today. It's 18 after the hour now on Good Day.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale with the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotels, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027, or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Shh. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is the Occupy protest movement of the airways. Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Now, this is big news for Richie as we go through our birthdays. So this Tuesday, the 27th of December, Scotty Moore, who was guitarist extraordinaire for Mr. Presley,
sure was,
turns 80 years old.
God bless him.
Today, still playing that guitar.
God bless him.
You're right about that, Richie.
Man, let me tell you something. He is hot stuff.
Yep. Nothing wrong with that. Good stuff. John Amos, who was James on Good Times. He was also in the Die Hard movie, Die Harder. He was a bad guy in that, actually.
I saw him. I was next to him in the airport in Los Angeles last time I was there.
Yeah.
He's 70. How old is he today?
He is today 72, yeah.
72?
Yeah.
And they pulled him aside, him and I, and they kind of gave us the up and down at the same time.
Oh, yeah?
And he was hysterical about it. Just a good guy. Took it in a good way.
Yeah. He was in the movie Coming to America. He was in Future Cop. You would definitely know him if you saw him. By no stretch of the imagination, this
big
guy.
Big dude.
A stranger. Yeah, he looks
big
like
dude.
A big dude.
Yeah.
Plays those big dude army roles pretty well.
Right.
Jerry Lambert, the horse jockey, born this date, 1940. Les McGuire, pianist with Jerry and the Pacemakers. Les McGuire, born this date, 1941, which makes him 70 today. Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying. I Like It. Barry Cross, the Mersey. The Mersey Beat actually originated with these guys. And little. It was considered a competitor to the sounds the Beatles were putting out at that time.
Not even close.
But it wasn't.
No. Yeah.
But that's how it was. It was presented that way, right? Right. One way or another. Okay. Looks like Michael Pinder is next up in the batter's box. He was the original keyboardist with the Moody Blues, and does not tour with them. Not associated with the group anymore. But whenever you hear their music, it always sounds so great. Pinder, all the guys who are in their late 60s, early 70s, from the Moody Blues. Can you imagine? Still tour. They go around this country 6-7 weeks in the spring, and they go around Europe in the fall, and they sell places up. I remember the last time I saw them was here in L.A. at the Nokia Theater, and love. They just sound, they always have that great, strong sound, like this. In a story in this record. Crank it up, Richie. Yeah. Unmistakable sound. There it is, that guitar, Richie. You love that.
Good stuff.
Yep. That's John Graham. All right, Nick Jones, the guitarist for Foreigner. Born in the state 1944. Feels like a first time, cold as ice. Long, long way from home, hot-blooded, blue morning, blue day,
good
double
stuff.
Vision. You want me to stop?
They have tons of hits, man.
Yeah, they sure did.
Mick Jones.
And it just fell off the earth.
67. Yeah, I was going to ask you whatever happened.
They just fell off the earth. Yeah, broke up and fell off the earth.
All right, so Terry Bozzio, drummer for Missing Person. This one, yeah, nothing for me on this one. I don't know.
Nobody walks in L.A.
Yeah, walking in L.A.
Part of that 80s alt-pop scene.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Actor Gérard Depardieu, born this day 1948.
Gérard Depardieu.
He tinkled on an airplane, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. Drunk, that's right, this last year. Yeah. Not a good year in that sense.
Allegedly
him.
Drunk. I'm sure he just maybe tinkled.
Cyrano de Bergerac. David Knopfler, guitarist for the group Dire Straits, who did the Sultan of Swing, amongst other things. This is a great pop song, no question about it.
Mark Knopfler.
What'd I say?
Where's David? I know, it says David on your sheet, but it's Mark Knopfler.
No, David's his brother. David's on both sheets.
Okay. Yeah, maybe David is. I don't know. All right.
Yeah, you can check that out, Richie, on IMDb.
I will.
Matt Slocum, guitarist with Sixpence None the Richer.
Good band.
39 today. Kiss me, Richie.
That's
right now in front of all these
people. Jennifer, you can Roberta, me. Cheers.
Yeah.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-460-4690. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-460-4690. 800-460-46.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GC Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order, world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $1.99 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
It's a good day. DougStefan.com. Story from the Dumb Crooks of the Week department. Check these guys out. They robbed a store, went home, and proceeded to post pictures on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
With all the stuff that they stole.
I saw this.
My God.
Seriously, what idiots. Come on, people.
That's when my line, that's why they do what they do, and I do what I do, comes into play.
Yep. Okay, so that story is posted at DougStefan.com. Let's see our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, who paid for dinner last night. Thank you very much,
Phil.
We had, I had a portobello mushroom salad, and he had macaroni and cheese, and his wife had sea bass. That was it. There were two places open in Santa Monica yesterday, Finn McCool's and Lulu's. They both belong to the same person. I don't begin to understand how crazy it was yesterday that people were not open. Just crazy, crazy, crazy. Because everybody was free. Everybody wanted to go out and exchange or buy something new, use the money. I noticed a picture that Roberta posted of the boss asleep in a jewelry store.
That's hilarious.
While his wife is shopping for some necklace or something. It's very humanizing.
Springsteen just sitting there crashed out in the chair in the corner of the store.
Yeah.
So my question, Roberta, is who takes a picture of Bruce Springsteen asleep in a store and posts it and gets away with it?
If you look in the picture, there's a mirror above him. Yeah, that
is
was
that
the
Patty?
Person taking it. No, it's not Patty. I don't know who it was, but it was posted. Apparently it was somebody, you know, who was passing by and saw him there.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was in a mall in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I think it was like he was in a K Jewelers or something like that, one of the jewelry stores in the mall.
Right.
And he just crashed out.
Did you see Bruce Springsteen singing his version of Whip Your Hair from Will Smith's Daughter?
Was that the one on Jimmy Fallon?
Yes.
Yes, I saw it, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Hilarious.
Uh-huh.
Hilarious.
Funny stuff. All right, so let's see. What else do we have here? I mentioned Phil Lempert, who's our supermarket guru. If you're interested in tofu, you may have seen all the ads. Peter's been running a lot of ads this past couple of weeks. As a matter of fact, McCartney was in the one I saw the other day. Full page ad, I don't eat meat, McCartney, and then PETA's logo is at the bottom of the page. This is just, if you're interested, fine. If you're not, we offer it as information. That's all. You want to know about tofu? Check out the Supermarket Guru and the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com. We have Jib Jab also, and their video of the day that is very cool. And today is my daughter's birthday. I'm only mentioning it once. Richie
Happy
figured
birthday.
I'd be doing it all day long, but no.
Let's call and wake her up.
She would love that.
Yeah.
I know. That's what everybody likes on their birthday.
Right. Yep. All right. Well, maybe we'll do that. We have something else to do in just a minute here on Good Day, so stand by. 37 and change after the hour.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale with the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotels, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Doug Stephan's Good Day program. When it comes to money, we have our chief cheapskate, I was going to say, was Roberta Fascinati, but I'm not too sure
until
about that.
Until today.
Right.
Yeah.
Jeff Yeager is here from TLC's Extreme Cheapskates. I'm thinking these two guys might have a match made in heaven, though, Richie.
Mm-hmm.
Four Extreme Cheapskates, an all-new special that airs, I think it's tomorrow. It's the 28th, 9 o'clock. So let's bring Jeff in here and find out what we need to learn or what's going to be a part of this extravaganza. Happy New Year, Jeff.
Hey, kids. Thanks for having me on your show. You know,
hey,
thanks,
kids.
Thanks for calling me on your dime, too.
Yeah.
Call me cheap, just never call me collect. Yeah, this is, you know, the show tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, TLC Extreme Cheapskate is the first of its kind. It's a one-hour special, and I've not seen it, even though I'm in it. I've not seen it, but it should be a great night for us frugal folks.
Frugal folks. I love that. There was a store in the greater Boston area called Frugal Fannies.
Yeah,
and
sure.
It was only open 4 days a week and went out of business because people wanted to go there and shop more, and then they couldn't remember what days it was open, so it went out of business. But the
frugal,
idea was good.
Frugal and forgetful, I guess.
But,
you know, what I hope comes across in the show, and again, I've not seen the final version of it, but I know what my segment is about, is it's not going to be your typical show about how to clip a coupon and save some bucks. It's going to be about folks, many of us who are rather offbeat. We have some rather weird practices, but we're choosing to lead a different kind of life, spending and consuming less. And while I think it's going to be entertaining television to watch, I hope the bigger message comes through that, you know, maybe some of this stuff you can incorporate into your own life.
All right, so I need to get Jeff Yeager is with us from TLC's Extreme Cheapskates. I need to get to the bottom of how you reuse toilet wipes.
Well, you know, I saw that in the press release attributed to somebody. I've not seen the segment, so I'm not quite sure what she does with them. I can show you at the house of Yeager, we use regular toilet paper. Now, we use it sparingly, of course.
Right.
But that's another
segment. Like one square is enough for you?
Are you a folder or a crumpler?
It's sort of a special technique. I can tell you that my segment of the show, as far as I know, deals with the practice my wife and I do. We call it fiscal fasting. We try to go for a week out of every year without spending any money, just to get money out of
really?
Our lives.
Can we pass that along to the federal government? Is there some way we can get the feds to follow your lead Jeff?
It would probably be a good idea. But, yeah, it's really a great way to use up stuff you have on hand, get a handle on what it's like to live without money and realize how much money you waste in a normal week. It's also the week where you finally use up those little bottles of shampoo you've been saving from the Motel 6 for all those years.
Yeah. I've been saving them for, I'll never run out. I don't have to go buy any at all.
So the segment I do, I know one of the things that Foamy doing is I do a lot of bicycling. We have only one car. Most of our peers have two. And by using that bicycle, I save about $9,000 a year. And it also keeps me in great shape. They show me finding some loose change, which is something I do. I look for loose change when I bicycle and when I'm out and around. And, you know, the lesson there is not that it's going to make you rich to bend over and pick up that penny, but if you bend over and pick up that penny, it's going to start to give you sort of this ethic of thrift, and it's going to make you, if you pinch the pennies, the dollars will pinch themselves.
One of the problems with walking that way or riding a bike, you're looking down, you don't see the traffic coming in the other direction.
You got to be careful about it. But on this particular day of filming, I found a record $7 worth of loose change.
Whoa.
That was a full day's, and that gave me enough to buy dinner, which is some goat's heads that I bought.
Great.
Yum.
Yeah, that sounds really yummy. So there are some other...
And, of course, the takeaway there would be, of course, it's interesting to watch a guy eat a goat's head on national television. But if you travel as much as I have, you'll know that in many parts of the world, goat's heads and lamb's heads are delicacies.
That's right, they are.
And I happen to love them, really.
Well, I knew you were strange from the beginning, Jeff. It's okay, though.
And so my point is, in the United States, we're throwing these away or using them as pet food, whereas other places around the world, they're a delicacy. So what gives with that?
You can have them. I'll pass. Thanks.
Actually, you know, Jeff, I've often said that the best gift I can give my children is to teach them how to live well on very little money. So from the time they were young children, I would bring them into the thrift stores and I would give the kids a couple of dollars each and say, go to town. And then I would take them to Toys R Us and give them the same amount of money and say, go to town. And they would go, oh, okay, yeah. Big difference here.
Well, amen. You are a sister of the cheaphood. And, of course, that's exactly what I write about for a living, is that being a smart, different kind of consumer and wasting less. And, you know, we can have some fun with it. We can take some cheap shots at it, if you will. But there's really something much more, I think, fundamental at play. Americans are 5% of the world's population. We consume 30% of the world's stuff. That's not fair. It's not sustainable. So I hope that's the kind of stuff that comes across in the message in the show. Not just me eating a goat's head, but that's good to watch too.
Goat's head.
You pluck out the eyeballs and chew on them.
Oh
yeah,
no!
Sure.
Yeah, right.
It's all edible.
You know, I like your idea of the 1 week of not spending any money. I mean, we do that every couple of months where you just, okay, I'm not going to buy anything in the way of food this week. I'm just, except for maybe I'll buy maybe milk because that's something that does expire. But I'll go into the cabinets and into the freezer and dig down into the deep, dark depths of the freezer and see what's down there and create the meals for the week, just using everything up.
Yeah, it's amazing how much, and perhaps I mentioned this, but how much food we waste. The USDA says we throw away 25% of our food in the United States. That's a pound of food per person per day. That's like throwing away an Olsen twin every other month.
Exactly.
I think it helps put a face on the problem, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
An idea whose time has come. Some of the features here, there's a fellow named Roy who takes home other people's leftovers at his local restaurant. Dumpster dives like Roberta does, finds an anniversary gift for his wife in the dumpster. Man, that must be a great relationship.
Yeah, I, I'm not familiar with these other people, although my understanding is that Roy uses, kind of like my wife and I do, uses their thrift as a mechanism for raising charitable money. I think he's into animal shelters. I think I've read he donated $83,000 to animal shelters because he chooses to live this way. So there's a real element of thrift. And you mentioned something, too, about marriage. My wife and I have been married about close to 30 years now. For my last book, The Cheapskate Next Door, I surveyed over 300 cheapskates, and one of the interesting things I found was that they get divorced at less than half the national average.
Really?
Now you can say that they're too cheap to get a divorce. Maybe that's the truth, but it's not really. It's the case that these are people that, one, have an open, honest communication with their spouses about money, and two, more importantly, they live largely debt-free, which removes that stress from their marriages.
Yep.
So my contention is cheapskates are happier. They're certainly more generous. The cheapskates I surveyed give twice as much to charity as the average American, but they're kind of odd.
Well, why do you think they're kind of odd? I see it as being frugal. I mean, I'll give you a confession. Over half of my Christmas gifts this year, especially Christmas gifts of clothing, I got at thrift stores. My kids have no idea.
Sure, yeah. And particularly with the recession, I mean, thrift and frugality have come kind of back into vogue. I mean, a few years ago, you couldn't get a teenager to shop at a thrift store, and now the cool kids.
Oh, yeah, the cool kids do, yeah, because so it's vintage
that,
stuff.
That very healthy shift in dynamics. So I'm hoping the show this evening on Wednesday evening is not only entertaining and sort of thought-provoking, but that, you know, people kind of get the bigger message. And the message isn't that everybody should eat goat's heads, although they're pretty good. You know, the message is we waste too much. There's a different way to live. Maybe less can be more. Maybe the lesson of the recession shouldn't be how to clip a coupon. It should be, do we even need to buy that in mm-hmm. the first place, even mm-hmm. if we have a coupon for it?
All right, some good points. Jeff Yeager from TLC's Extreme Cheapskates, say it again, Doug, Extreme Cheapskates. It'll be on December 28th at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. Jeff, we appreciate your being here and hope you have a happy, healthy, and no doubt prosperous New Year. 13 before the hour on Good Day.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty. An A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now, 1-800-WATERBOY, or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior's water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7999. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
All right, so the narcissism conversation will wait, I'm sure, because in 2 minutes we can't do it justice, as we would barely get into Roberta and her narcissism in 2 minutes. Never mind the rest of us. Email that came from Trace Hendricks in El Paso, listening to KTSM, after he heard us talking about the billions that we spend every day. And he says, Buenos dias, Doug and gang. Did you know there are 1,000 billions in a trillion? So how do we even begin to understand? We're talking about the right. fact that we spend $10 billion a day, and, you know, it's so mind-boggling. You can't wrap yourself around it. 1,000 billions in a trillion. So that means we spend 10,000 billion a day. But is that right? No.
That makes my brain hurt. That's a lot of numbers.
It's $10 billion a day. So multiply that. Anyway, it's... Oh, man. How have we gotten this far is a question. You know, the good thing is that we have such deep roots in our economy. It's hard to knock us off. Everybody says, look out for the Chinese. They don't have deep roots. They got a lot of cash, but they don't have deep roots. Our roots and our companies and our system are very deep, so they have strength to them, but that we still are abusing them unbelievably, really bad abuse. So maybe that's part of the New Year's resolution, to figure out what your percentage is of this and wanting to get it changed or at least get a better deal, huh? Under the New Deal. The Doug Steffen New Deal starts on January 1st, 2012. 51 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Those post-Christmas sales, seems like everyone was taking advantage of them. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. So, will the craziness continue today? No one's certain, but it's a good bet the stores and malls could very well be crowded again today in a post-Christmas frenzy to ferret out those deep discounts. The day after Christmas, yesterday, a day off for many people. So, those with the day off took advantage and went shopping. But not everyone at the malls and stores went there to shop.
We just thought that maybe there would be sales, but instead, I think it's a big return day, so the lines are crazy to just get in line and pay. And then the fitting rooms are crazy, though, too. So, I don't know. It's just craziness.
I shopped all year for everybody else. This is usually the day I set aside to shop just for me.
Analysts say retailers may have raked in as much as $8 billion yesterday alone, ranking it third on the biggest shopping days list behind Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And whether it was hunting for things on sale or redeeming gift cards or making returns and exchanges, it was bumper to bumper in the mall parking lots and cheek to cheek inside the stores. This New Yorker said she went out shopping early yesterday, but not for herself, for her daughter.
She wanted a couple of things that were on sale. She got gift cards, and here we are. So we figured we'd just beat the rush.
And we have this guy stocking up on supplies he'll need for next year's holiday season.
Wrapping paper, ornaments, stocking holders that are half price.
There you go. That makes the most sense of all. But as we all know, common sense has very little to do with holiday shopping. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, Jamie Davis for Snow Country, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch Vermont, America's family resort. Three interconnected mountains, resort living with award-winning children's programs. Family fun guaranteed. Visit smugs.com today. Christmas week skiing and riding and a few more trails opening up as things are picking up. Devil's Head in Wisconsin, riding up over 20 trails from Seven Lists. That's 85% of their mountain open and day and night skiing at Devil's Head. On to Colorado, where Arapahoe Basin continues down 10 runs from Four Lifts. At Winter Park, they have up over 50 trails as they continue down mostly loose granular, packed powder snow at Winter Park. Alta in Utah, now riding up to 90 trails and 75% of the mountain open. Sun Valley in Idaho, cruising up over three dozen runs. to the eastern mountains where the colder snowmaking temperatures are sticking around. Big Boulder in the Poconos with about 8 trails. They'll ride until 9 o'clock at night. Hunter in the New York Catskills checks out a couple of dozen trails, while Wachusett in eastern Massachusetts, 7 runs riding, they go day and night. PortSnowCountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, the stock market took a break for the Christmas holiday yesterday, but kicks off the final four trading sessions of the year today. Last Friday's session showed some signs of life. A 124-point jump for the Dow. S&P and NASDAQ were up as well. All three indexes gained solid ground last week overall. Republican White House hopefuls hitting the campaign trail in Iowa today, trying to wrap up support before the caucuses 1 week from today. Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann making 10 stops across Iowa today alone as her bus tour continues. Also boarding a bus today, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, who will be making around 30 stops between today and the caucuses. And former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum went pheasant hunting yesterday with locals in Iowa, trying to target undecided voters in his effort to drum up last-minute support. Well, this is what it's going to sound like this Saturday night, late Saturday night, leading up to midnight.
4, 3, 2, 1, yeah!
Multiply that by a million or more and you've got Times Square. And work on the famous Times Square Ball in New York continues today for the celebration to ring in 2012. Workers will install nearly 300 new Waterford crystal triangles on the famous ball today. Closing notes. First, a rather large jackpot up for grabs. We're talking Mega Millions, the multi-state lottery played in 42 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Jackpot for tonight's drawing, $206 million. We asked Susan from Linden, New Jersey, what would you do if you won all that cabbage?
Not sure yet. I don't want to, like, jinx myself by thinking too far ahead.
Best of luck to Susan, and best of luck to Amelia Earhart. Yes, I know you're saying it's a little late for that, but this is Amelia Rose Earhart we're talking about, a distant relative of the famous aviator who disappeared while flying over the Pacific and her attempted flight around the world. This Amelia is a young woman who is also a pilot, and she has her own dream.
This is the first really big adventure of my life, and here it comes.
Amelia is a traffic reporter for the local NBC TV affiliate in Denver. She flies all the time, and yesterday she embarked on a flight across North America, starting her trip in Oakland with stops along the way in Burbank, California, Tucson, Austin, Texas, and finishing up later this week in Miami. That's the sound of the Cirrus SR-20 aircraft Amelia is flying, with video you can see on her website, flywithamelia.wordpress.com. Amelia Earhart, a young woman with a dream. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusion supply.
I